Well, as you know, we have always supported any actions or anything that could foster more peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a lasting peace in the DRC. We were in Kampala. The accord was signed between the different parties, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. Yes, we, from my understanding, because I haven't seen the text of this accord yet, we have been asked to play a role, notably to continue to be at the airport and also to police, I would say, a buffer zone between the belligerents.
When is it likely that this role will officially begin?
Well, you know, there is one thing to sign and one thing to implement. I think the implementation of this accord will certainly have to commence with the withdrawal of M23 from Goma, something that is not done yet, something that looks like it's still in the process. And I think talking about control of the airport, a demilitarization zone, all of this will only have to come after M23 is no longer in Goma.
There are issues of human rights violations. What is MONUSCO doing about some of these violations?
But at the core of our mandate is protection of civilians. This is one reason we never left Goma after FARDC, the National Congolese Army, pulled out of Goma. So we are there not only to try to police the Goma, but to make sure that there is no human rights violation going on, any extrajudicial execution going on, and so on, and to be able to monitor and to receive information about alleged human rights violations. So far, we have received over 50 alleged human rights violations. We are investigating them. About 25, or let's say half of those are already confirmed, but investigation is still going on.
Is MONUSCO controlling Goma Airport?
But the current situation is that only MONUSCO forces are at the airport. We control the full airport. This is in the tarmac, the terminals, everything else. We are in full control of this. As you know, the airport is vital for the life and the economy of Goma. We have to make sure that it is protected, that it is not destroyed, and no act of vandalism is going to take place. So, yes, so far, only MONUSCO is the only forces keeping the airport.
There have been reports of little or not so significant movement from the M23 to allow MONUSCO to play the role in the implementation of the Kampala Accord. What is the current situation on the movement?
Well, we have observed, as you know, M23 has been asked to pull out of Goma. We have observed some movement of M23 troops. This means you have trucks going in and coming out. We cannot say that there is a significant pullout of M23 right now from Goma, even though we have seen some heavy weaponry leaving town. But there is still a significant presence of M23 inside Goma. We will have to wait till Friday, because that's what they say, that they will complete the pullout by Friday. So maybe by then we'll have a better figure of what's going on the ground.